We are blessed this coming Parsha, Parshat Emor, this week's Parsha, to read in Perek Chaf Gimel what is called the Parshat HaMoadim. And in the Parshat HaMoadim, all of the Moadim, including Shabbos, which is an interesting discussion of why Shabbat should be called a Moed. That's not for now. But we're exposed and learn and hear about all the Moadim, not just the Shalosh Regalim, but also Sfirat HaOmer and Shmini Atzeret. And, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. And all the Moadim, yeah? And all the Moadim that are there. Okay. You know what? Maybe, is it possible to bring this, Shoshana? Maybe when people come in, you could, do you mind? Thank you, guys. Okay. I would like to approach the topic of the Shalosh Regalim from an angle that I don't believe you are used to. And I'd like, if possible, to see things today in a way that you are not used to. And I'm going to, believe it or not, ask you to turn, or you can look at the top of your source sheets, in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Chaf Bet, and it is from Parshat Balak. Parshat Balak tells us that Balak approaches Bilam, and after a whole discussion back and forth, Bilam eventually agrees to curse Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Vayakam Bilam baboker, vayachavosh et atono, vayelech im sarei Moav." This, of course, and many people have said this, a parallel between Bilam and Avraham Avinu. He himself saddles his own donkey. Vayichar af Elokim ki olechu vayitzev malach Hashem baderech lesatan lo, v'hu rochev al atono u'shnei ne'arav imo. Vateira ha'aton et malach Hashem nitzav baderech v'charbo shlushva biyado. Vateit ha'aton min haderech vatelech basadeh. Vayach bilam et ha'aton lahatotah hadarech. Vayamod malach Hashem b'mishol ha'kramim gader mizeh v'gader mizeh. Vateira ha'aton et malach Hashem batilachetz el akir. Vatilchat et regel bilam el akir vayosef lahakotah. Second time. Vayosef malach Hashem avor. Vayamor b'makom tzar asher ein derech lintok yamin u'smol. Vateira ha'aton et malach Hashem vatirbatz tachat bilam. Vayicharaf bilam vayach et ha'aton b'makel a third time. And here finally, vayiftach Hashem et pi ha'aton vatomer levilam me asiti lecha ki hikitani ze shalosh regalim. The aton, in a most incredibly miraculous fashion, Pirkei Avot tells us it's one of the 10 special creations that was created ben Hashmashot, sixth day of creation. The donkey talks, and the donkey says, and I did not print the rest of the conversation because we're going to focus on that one point. Vatomer levilam, what did you do this for? Ki kitani ze shalosh regalim. And Rashi, based on the Medrash, Tanhuma, yes, no problem. Rashi, based on the Medrash, Tanhuma Parshatet, says the following. That's the source number two. Why did the Aton use the expression Shalosh Regalim, Lama Hikitani, I'm sorry, Me Asiti Lecha Ki Hikitani Ze Shalosh Regalim? It should have said, he should have said, Me asiti lecha ki kitani ze shalosh peyamim, says Rashi, quoting the Medrash. Ramazlo, ata mivakesh laakor uma hachogeget shalosh regalim bashana. The Medrash says, Tanhuma, you, Bilam, are trying to curse Bnei Yisrael, who celebrate the Shalosh Regalim. And since Parshat Emor discusses Parshat HaMoadim, Perek Chaf Gimel, since Parshat Emor discusses Shalosh Regalim, I thought we should understand this medrash, that the Aton is telling us in a miraculous fashion that Bilam and the Bilams of the world are going to fail because we celebrate Shalosh Regalim. And the question is why? What is it about the uniqueness of the observance of Shalosh Regalim that is going to thwart Bilam and the Bilams of the world from destroying Chas v'Shalom Bnei Yisrael? There are 613 mitzvot. Why specifically is or are the Shalosh Regalim, and that's the title of the shir, why are they the Sod Kocham Shel Bnei Yisrael? Why are they the secret weapon, the secret power of Bnei Yisrael? I would like to share seven answers. Seven answers to this medrash. What makes the Shalosh Regalim unique? We're going to try to read everyone inside, except for one of them. Answer number one comes from the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh is the Maharal Miprag's Perush on Rashi. The Maharal, as you know, died in the early 17th century, 1609. The Maharal says the following. Marenu Harav Yehuda Lo, Maharal Miprag. He says the following. De'im Lo Kain, explaining Rashi's understanding of, or Rashi's quote of the Medrash. Pe'amim Mibayale. It should have said the word Pe'amim instead of Regalim. De'im Tomar Maishna Mitzvazot, Shiramaz Lo Mishar Mitzvot. Says the Gur Aryeh. V'yesh lomar, it's a long Gur Aryeh, I quoted some of it. V'yesh lomar ki hazman yesh lo reshit emtza'i vasof. Time is not endless. Time is a human construct. We measure time. I'll meet you in an hour is 60 minutes that you and I have decided is a certain way to measure time. And time has a beginning and a middle and an end. Uvalo Marlo says, the donkey to Bilam and to the Bilams of the world, Ki Yisrael heim batchila uvamtzai vihiyu lebasof. Bnei Yisrael is going to last. They were, are, and they're going to continue to be. You, Bilam, on the other hand, are not going to be. Ukeneged ze natan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalosh regalim. And the Shalosh Regalim celebrate time. A nation that celebrates time is timeless. Shalosh Regalim bitzchilat ha-kayitz hu Pesach, v'shavuot hu hatchalat emtza ha-kayitz, ratza lomar tokfo matchil min ha-atzeret va'elach. The beginning of the summer in Israel is Shavuot. V'kodem lakach ein kan tokfo shel kayitz. V'yadu hazeh al pi ha-tvaim. Ulefikach, and he goes through a kind of long, which I skipped, and Sukkot is the beginning of the winter. Ulefikach amar Rashi kan, v'chi ata rotze le'abed uma shlema, hachogeget gimel pe'amim bashana. What does our celebration of Regalim do? Hamora al nitzchiyut ha'uma, sheyesh lahem zmanei simcha, bereishit hazman ve'emtza'o v'sofo. According to the Maharal, the fact that we celebrate Shalosh Regalim is an expression, it's a hint to Bilam and the Bilams of the world that we ourselves as a nation, some people unfortunately are lost over time, but as a nation, we're timeless. So don't try to beat a timeless nation. It's a hint. Ramazlo. The hint. Here we have a nation celebrating timeless events. You're trying to destroy a timeless nation. That's the Maharal. Answer number two. Answer number two comes from the Meshechachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. He died a little less than 100 years ago. He died in 1926. The Meshechachma says the following, such a gorgeous pshat, always. You can always count on the Meshechachma for beauty. The Meshechachma looks at it differently, and again, I quoted only a portion of it because time is of the essence, as it always is. V'chol ha-zicharim ro'im p'nei ha-shechina v'yata af ha-malach eincha ro'eh. You, Bilam, are out of your league. You're out of your league. You, Bilam, who does not even see what a simple donkey can see. The Shekhinah sitting right in front of your face. You, Bilam, are trying to destroy a nation who, three times a year, sees the Shekhinah. Three times a year, goes to Har HaBayit, sees the Shekhinah in the Beit HaMikdash. That power cannot be overcome by anybody, certainly not by somebody who doesn't see the Shekhinah right in front of their face. And this already now begins to become a message for you and me. That Bilam tries to destroy a nation who keeps Shalosh Regalim, and as you and I are finding ourselves not only reading in Parashat Emor about the Shalosh Regalim, but we find ourselves between two of the Shalosh Regalim right now. We're basically midway, right? It's day 26, tonight is the next night, and we celebrate, and we have a job ourselves. First of all, we're hoping very, very much that we're not going to walk to the Kotel this year for Shavuot, right? None of us want to walk to the Kotel this year. No one is looking forward to walking to the Kotel this year. Every single one of us is looking forward to walking to Beit HaMikdash. The Kotel is an unfortunate requirement that we had to do last year, but the Mitzvah Hashem this year will be able to do more than that. And to see the Shekhinah. And today, or at least this moment, I don't have my phone with me, so I haven't heard any news, but so far, as far as I was heard, the Beit HaMikdash had not been rebuilt, and so our job is to see the Shekhinah day to day. Because that, according to the Meshechachma, is the sod to our strength. You, Bilam, who cannot see the Shekhinah, we look for the Shekhinah everywhere we go and in everything we do. Feeling the Shekhinah's presence, certainly when we daven, the Rambam's language is that you have to feel. There's two types of kavana. According to Reb Chaim, the way the Rambam understands it, Perek Hey and Perek Yud, in Ilchot Tefillah, but the very basic level of kavana is that you have to recognize and feel that you are omeid lifnei HaShekhinah. I'm not allowed to walk in front of you while you're davening. I'm not allowed to stare at your face while you're davening. We stand with our feet together, we take three steps forward and we take three steps back, and we bow a certain way. All this is to remind ourselves that we are omeid lifnei HaShekhinah. Omeid lifnei HaShekhinah. It's in davening, and it's throughout the rest of our lives. And this, says the Meshechachma, is the sod kocham shel b'nei Yisrael. Answer number three of the Sfat Emet. Sfat Emet is a very lengthy peirush. I quoted three lines in a lengthy peirush. The Sfat Emet, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, he was the Rebbe of Gur. He died a little bit before Rabbi Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. The Sfat Emet, or in English we call him the Sfat Emet, died in 1905. And Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter says the following: Bamidrash, Gimel Regalim Ramazlo, Shebikesh La'akor Uma HaChogeget Gimel Regalim, Velama Davka Mitzvazu, Ach Deha Gimel Regalim, She'alu B'nei Yisrael La'Regel, Haya Eidut Sheheima Miyuchadim LiYerushat HaAretz UBeit HaMikdash Dichtiv Yeira'e Kol Zechurcha BaMakom Asher Yivchar, etc. According to the Ger Rebbe, the power of the Shalosh Regalim that you, Bilam, are trying to uproot, and the Bilams of the world are trying to uproot, is a power of our undying and unending, our limitless connection to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beit HaMikdash. And our job then, if we are to take the Ger Rebbe's pshat, our job then, in order to, as we read Parshat Emor, and as we celebrate the Shalosh Regalim, and we all know what country you're going to be in for Shavuot, and we're all hoping you'll be here for Sukkot also, but wherever you are, whatever country, the Shalosh Regalim, Ger Rebbe, the secret power of Bnei Yisrael is the connection to Eretz Yisrael, that no matter what, the land is ours, the Beit HaMikdash is ours, and that is our power, and therefore you and I, as we celebrate the Shalosh Regalim, needs to include a certain rededication to Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to add a fourth answer, and I believe it's true. It's my own idea. I have to believe someone said this before me, but I didn't see it, but it's related to the Ger Rebbe, but with a different twist. If the Ger Rebbe said that the Shalosh Regalim needs to reinfuse in us a love for the land of Israel, I wonder if a fourth answer might be, and this might be another reason why the Shalosh Regalim are so unique, is that you and I have an obligation, and you and I have the zechut over Shalosh Regalim, to re-strengthen our ties and our love for the people of Israel, to Bnei Israel. Ger Rebbe said to re-strengthen our love for Eretz Israel. I wonder if another possibility, and these are not mutually exclusive, is that we re-strengthen our love for Bnei Israel. Where do I get this from? Shalosh Regalim and Aliyah LaRegel specifically afford Bnei Israel exposure to and appreciation for all Jews. All Jews. I brought a few examples. The next five sources are examples of things that happen in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, during the Shalosh Regalim. Tosefta in Brachot Dalet Chet. Rishon Gamliel Omer Minhag Gadol Hayab Yerushalayim. Some of you have heard this before. The Minhag is in Yerushalayim. You're having hundreds of thousands of tourists from all over Israel. Aliyah LaRegel, the Minhag in Yerushalayim was Porsim Mitpachot Al Gabei Petach. Bizman Sha Mitpachot Prusin Orchin Nichnasim. Nistalku Ein Reshut LaRochin Likanes. We have a Minhag in Yerushalayim. I walked to Yerushalayim and I must sleep somewhere. Well, how am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know if there is vacancy? So there was a mitpachat. Either it was hanging above the doorpost, or maybe it was a doormat in front of the doorpost. I walk in. Ah, you have a vacancy sign? I can sleep in. Everybody's welcome. And where I sleep, there's a person from Beit Shemesh there, and a person from Anana there, and a person from Chashmonaim there, and a person from Kiryat Shmona there, and a person from Eilat there. And we're all together, and the Yerushalayim people appreciate all of us. And this one's different than this one, this one. We all love each other. Look at the next one. Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Chavav. Ein maskirin batim Yerushalayim. Mipnei she'einan shelahem. What a message. I have a house in Yerushalayim. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to Yerushalayim. Perfect business opportunity. I'm going to rent it to anybody, and not for a little bit of money. It's the holiday season, ladies. I got to charge a high rent. What does the Gemara tell me? Not allowed to. Open your door for free. I may not have to lose money, but I don't make money. Why? Mipnei she'einan shelahem. The houses in Yerushalayim are not mine. They belong to everybody, at least for Shalosh Regalim. The love that we have for each other, and there's more there, you'll see it inside. There's an opinion in the Gemara there that even your beds are not your own. The following Mishnayot regarding Bikurim. No, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. What about the Mishnah in Shkalim? Be'echad be'adar mashmi'in ala Shkalim. When do we start bringing Shkalim? You have to bring your Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's the message of the Shekel? How many shkalim does Bill Gates bring?
Half
a shekel. Bill Gates. Half a shekel. How much does the poorest person in Israel bring? Half a shekel. We're all equal and we're all not complete until we're all together. The love for each other. This is, happens to do with Bikurim. Bikurim are you begin to bring Bikurim on Shavuot. You can bring them till Sukkot, maybe till Hanukkah. But anyway, Ketzad Ma'alim et HaBikurim Kol Ha'ayarot Shebema'amad Mitkansot Le'ir Shel Ma'amad. And then the Mishnah tells me, the Bartanur explains how that happened. I don't just walk up and bring Bikurim. But we together, Beit Shemesh and all the surrounding Yishuvim and Moshavim and Kibbutzim near Beit Shemesh, gather in Beit Shemesh, and together we walk. I don't walk with my little chevra, with my best friends. I walk with people who are not necessarily my best friends. I never even met them before. Or I would imagine, lahavdil, changing the subject for a second, it happens very often in Miluim. Miluim. That people who are not socially friends, you know, never would have put them together, didn't go to yeshiva together, didn't go to university together, didn't go anyway. Miluim, everyone's together. Lahavdil, I don't want to compare things, it shouldn't be compared. But for the sake of illustration, it's the same idea. That Bikurim, and look what happens. And when we come to Yerushalayim, look at the next Mishnah in Gimel Gimel, HaPachot, HaSganim, VeHagizbarim, all the different officers from Yerushalayim, Yotzim Likratam, Lefi Kvod HaNichnasim, Hayu Yotzim. Depending on how big the crowd is, that's how many people came out. V'chol ba'alei umanuyot sheb'Yerushalayim omdim lifneihem. Sorry. Omdim lifneihem. V'shoalim bishlomam. The mayor of Jerusalem comes out to meet the people from Beit Shemesh. Acheinu anshei hamakom ploni. Batem l'shalom. Can you imagine? Everybody's appreciated. I wonder if this is a fourth answer of the koach of Shalosh Regalim. I have to work on loving every Jew, not just my little chevra, not just my best friend. It's very comfortable, but that's not what Shalosh Regalim is about. Shalosh Regalim is everyone, and that's why we have guests on Yantif Shabbos. Also, of course, one of the Moadim, invite people not necessarily in your chevra. You certainly remember the Devar Torah from Parashat Shmini, that the chasida is one of the animals, one of the birds, which is not kosher. The Ramban says that all the birds that are not kosher had certain traits that we don't want to incorporate. What does the Gemara say? I think a chasida is a stork.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Chasida is a stork. And the Gemara says, why is a chasida called a chasida? She'osa chesed im chavruteah. She does chesed. So why would a chasida be excluded? And the answer is, sure. She'osa chesed im chavruteah. She does chesed, whatever that means, with her friends. That's not called chesed. I could do anything I want with my friends. I can invite this friend for Shabbos, and I can lend this friend money, and I can borrow money. Sure, but I got to stick my neck out to the other people, not necessarily in my chevra. And perhaps answer number four, the sod of the Shalosh Regalim, is that everybody is welcome. Everybody gets welcomed by the mayor and the gizbar, etc. Everybody sleeps together, so to speak, under one roof, gathering together, all of Klal Yisrael joining together. Okay. The fifth answer, Rav Shmuel Bornstein, Shemi Shmuel, the second Sakachev Rebbe, died also in 1926. And the second Sakachev Rebbe, Shemi Shmuel, gives many answers. I'm going to quote two of them. The first answer is very similar to an answer that was given by Rav Shimon Schwab. Remember Rav Shimon Schwab? Shimon Schwab from the Washington Heights area. The Yekki community, the German Jewish community in Washington Heights, they said they were very similar to each other, and I'm going to read from the Shemi Shmuel. Wrote this in 1910. The Shemi Shmuel in his first answer, the Midrash Rabba Ramza La Lo Ata Mevakesh Lakor Uma Chogega Shalosh Regalim Lehavin Lama Rimza Lo Davka Mitzvazu Vehine. I'd like to. I'm trying to think if I should read this inside. I'm not going to read the other Shemi Shmuel inside. Okay, he's quoting his Rebbe, Avi, Admor, Marenu, Rabbeinu, Zeichat Tzadik, etc. Amar, Sheamit. Yes, I'm going to. Shamitzvah hazot hi hipuch mahut umot haulam harishaim kibilam. Uchidome ki afshirotzim gamkein kirvat elokut. Other nations may choose sometimes to feel like they want to get close to God. Mikol makom einam rotzim lahaniach ma'aseyam ha'mechuarim. You can come close, they think. You can come close to God, but they want to hold on to their... I'm quoting him. What does mechuarim mean? Ugly, disgusting traits. V'Yisrael heim hipuch ze. V'ze mora mitzvat olei regalim. Shehifkir ke'avram avinu hono ruchusho. V'yala liyerushalayim liyirat pnei hashchina. V'ze hu ikar mitzvat aliyah regalim. V'yalkein kol mi she'ein lo karka eino ole laregel. It's a gemara m'sachim. Says the Shem Yishmol in this first answer, there are many people, other religions, who try, want to get close to God, but they still hold on to other traits. B'nai Yisrael, you could have the nicest house, the nicest field, the nicest community. 3 times a year, you leave it all. Goodbye. And by the way, anybody can take over. Eisha Torah, they must quote somebody, I don't know who they quote, they must quote somebody, but they say that this mitzvah is one of the proofs for the divine origin of the Torah. Because if I were creating a religion, I would never tell every able-bodied male 3 times a year, I'm going to tell you ahead of time when you're going to do it, leave your houses, border cities, who cares? The entire male population of this city and that city and every city, leave, goodbye. Hopefully you'll have a house when you come back. How long will my religion last? Not a day, not a month, certainly not by the first Chag. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not to worry, you'll be fine. And Bnei Israel does it. Rav Schwab uses the expression, which you've heard before, of Schar Halicha. Schar Halicha. I have a couple neighbors of mine who live near me who regularly, when I'm driving home from Shul, I'll roll down the window and offer them a ride home if I'm driving, and they'll say, "Schar halicha, we don't want to." I've kind of stopped offering them rides, or I roll down the window and wave. But schar halicha, the Jews sowed. Shem Yishmuel, and this is his answer, and then Rav Shimon Schwab is schar halicha, that Bnei Yisrael are willing to be mafkir, their wealth, their power, their property. I'll come back. God told me to do something, I'll do it. Go try and destroy a nation that has nothing to lose. Go try and destroy a nation. You want to destroy my house? I don't care about my house. You take my car? I don't care. It's only a vehicle. A car is a vehicle. A house is a vehicle also. It's a vehicle for Kedusha. It's God's. He gave it to me to use it for His glory and for His honor and for His work. Go try and destroy a nation that has nothing to lose. Schar halicha, Jews who go every single year, 3 times a year, giving up like Avraham Avinu, year after year after year, that's a koach that you will be unable to destroy. Answer number six, that was answer number five. Answer number six is a long Shem Yishmuel on the other side. I'm not going to read the Shem Yishmuel inside, but I am going to share it outside. He says as follows. First of all, we have the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei. And I think if you are taking notes, my recommendation is to make three columns, as you'll see why in a moment. We can wait till I explain why. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot tells us, Perek Hei Mishnah, Yud Tet, call me. Sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim halalu mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. There's that connection again, that parallel between Avram and Bilam. 3 traits. If you have these 3 traits, you are a descendant, or at least a theological descendant of Avram Avinu. Ushlosha dvarim achirim mitalmidav shel Bilam arasha. 3 traits. 3 columns. Ayin tova, veruach nemucha, v'nefesh shvala. Those are mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Three columns. Ayin tova, that is what we call generosity. If a person is a generous person, got to be part of Avraham Avinu's tribe. Ruach nimucha, what you and I would call humility. Column number two. Nefesh shvala, Rashi and others explain, and so does Hashem Yishmuel. Nefesh shvala means a body that is lowly, which means I don't need bodily pleasures. Not a pleasure seeker. Doesn't run after pleasures. That person, Avraham Avinu, following Avraham Avinu's philosophy. However, here's the next row in the column. Keep columns, new row. But, sorry again. Ayin tova, ayin ra'ah. If a person has an ayin ra'ah, which is the opposite of ayin tova, a person's stingy, selfish. And ruach givoha, arrogant. And nefesh rechava, which is the opposite, which means a body, so to speak, a physical presence that is, so to speak, wide and all-encompassing, a pleasure seeker. That person is a theological descendant of Bilam. So far, so good. That's the Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei Yotzet. If you have an Ayin Tova, generosity, Ruach Nimucha, humility, you have Nefesh Shvala, you're not a pleasure seeker, so to speak, that is from Avraham Avinu. If you are Ayin Ra'ah, Ayin Tova, Ayin Ra'ah, if you're Ayin Ra'ah, someone who's stingy, Ruach Givoha, arrogant, as opposed to Ruach Nimucha, the next row down, Nefesh Rechava, pleasure seeker, that's Bilam. Shem Yishmuel takes this one more row, add a row, one more row down. Mishnah Pirkei Avot Perek Dalid, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Eliat, Rabbi Lazar Kapar Omer. Hakina v'akavod v'ataiva, hakina v'ataiva v'akavod, motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. The bad, negative traits of Bilam are the bad traits that are motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. Ayin ra'ah is stinginess. Stinginess comes and it comes from kina. Ayin ra'ah comes from kina. I don't want you to have something that I don't have. If I give you a dollar, then I don't have a dollar myself. Kavod. Kavod, of course, comes from someone who is arrogant, someone who is ruach givoha, someone who thinks so highly of themselves, I deserve kavod. And of course, taiva is someone who is nefesh rechava, someone who is a pleasure seeker. So it's Bilam HaRasha, who is ayin ra'ah, stemming from kina, ruach givoha, stemming from kavod, nefesh rechava, stemming from taiva. You with me on the columns? With me on the rows? What are the three cardinal sins? Next row down. The next row down, first of all, we have Gili Arayot. Of course, Gili Arayot stems from Taiva, stems from Nefesh Rechava. Gili Arayot. If you can't control your passions, obviously a person is going to be helpless when it comes to Gili Arayot. Kavod and Ruach Givoha, arrogance and seeking honor. The Gemara regularly tells us that whoever has kavod and is arrogance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live in the same world as that person. Can you imagine? Arrogance. God is going to tell me what to do? I'm going to tell him what to do. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, arrogance is a denial of God's omnipotence. Arrogance is a denial that God is in charge. I'm also in charge. God, I'm a good partner with him. He's in charge. I'm in charge. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is saying that there's other powers. Okay, God is very powerful, sure, but there's other powers. I'm one of those powers, actually. Kavod, Avodah Zarah. And Shvichu Dami, murder. Ayin Ra'ah, Kina, a primary motive for murder. Says the Shem Yishmuel, is this idea of Kina, jealousy. I'm jealous of what he has, I'm jealous of what he does, I'm jealous of what I don't have. Shvichu damim. Interestingly, we have another row. The next row down. Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. The next row down. Shimon Atzadi Kayami Shiarei Chineset HaGedola Hu Haya Omer Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid Al HaTorah Al HaAvodah HaGenut Chasadim. Al HaTorah, Torah can only be produced, real Torah can only be produced by a person who is free of her passions. And conversely, the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, the Shem Yishmuel quotes the Rambam, I'm not going to now, but look inside the Shem Yishmuel. A person who is engrossed in Torah is not bound by their taiva. If a person is wrapped by taiva, they're supposed to drag the taiva, drag the Yetzer Hara to the Beit Midrash. Torah, real Torah, can be created, not created, but learned and formed and understood by a person who is not bound by one's passions. That is in the column, of course, of Taiva Gilui Arayot. Torah counters that. We have Avoda. How does one prayer? How does one pray? One can only pray. Avoda, when they can only serve Hashem through lowering oneself, not filling oneself with arrogance, not filling oneself with self-importance. And so, of course, Avodah counters that Avodah Zarah, counters that Kavod, counters that Ruach Gvoha. And lastly, Gemilut Chasadim is obvious. Gemilut Chasadim, kindness, caring for somebody else, is the opposite of Kina, is the opposite of jealousy. And so we have these three realms repeating themselves once again. And we add another row. We add another row. The other row that we add is, believe it or not, the Avot. The Avot themselves. Avraham is, of course, Chesed. Avraham's life, his Midah, is giving. You can't give. Gemilut Chasadim, you can't give if you have Kina, if you have an Ayin Ra'ah. That's Avraham. Yitzhak, what was the epitome of his life? This is all the same Yishmuel. That's why I didn't read it inside. The Shem Yishmuel, Yitzhak is Avoda, Akedat Yitzhak. It's his entire Avoda is the quote, and we talked about this months ago, is the quote, blind service to his father and to God, Avoda. And Yaakov, he is, of course, Ish Tam, Yosheva Walim. Yaakov is Keneged the Torah. Well, we worked this far, we went this far, we'll add one more row. We can see now such the importance of these three values going all the way to one's worst traits and countering them with the best traits. They are, of course, countered by the Shalosh Regalim. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Kedarko Bakodesh, the Shem Yishmuel tells us, first of all, we have Shavuot, clearly, which is coming in Mitzvah Hashem, in a few weeks. Shavuot is, of course, Keneged the Torah, Keneged the Yaakov Avinu, so to speak, the Torah that we are going to receive and feel like we receive on a daily basis. Pesach brought us to serve Hashem from a lowly place. We eat Lechem Oni. Someone who doesn't need Kavod eats Lechem Oni. Pesach represents the service of Avoda, the Avoda. Tfilah is called Avoda Shabalev. And the primary focus of Pesach, of course, is the Korban Pesach. I mentioned this on Thursday also. The epitome of every single person's Avoda, Ala Torah ve'al Avodah. And Sukkot, of course, is Gemilut Chasadim. Sukkot represents the opposite of everything jealous. Bill Gates and the poorest person in Israel all sleep outdoors and all get soaked in the rain and all are afraid of slugs just like me when I go sleeping in my sukkah and I have to surround my sukkah with salt, if you remember that. It's the opposite of kina, of jealousy. We're all together. Not only that, but we have the agudah of the four minim. We're all together. And most, of course, we have the Chag HaAsif, which is Sukkot, where so many mitzvot of that occur with Chag HaAsif, Shichacha Leket and Peya, and the general caring for poor people, specifically as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the Midbar, caring for the Bnei Yisrael who had not even a home to sleep in, not even a hut to sleep in, and Sukkot Shel Mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. To make a long story short, and it was a long story, Shem Yishmuel tells us that this, of course, is the reason. It's not simply, and I say that in quotes, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. It is these three regalim that you, Bilam, and the Bilams like you, are trying to uproot, are trying to undo. Is that really what you're going to do? The very core that makes us, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, the very core that makes us, Torah, Avoda, Gemilut Chasadim, the three Avot, the three traits that a person needs to rise in Gedula and Kedusha, you're trying to uproot that? It'll never work. I'd like to end with the last one. I'm running out of time, so I have a few more examples, but I won't be able to say all of the examples. We have six answers so far. We had the answer of the Maharal Miprag of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. People try to kill us individually, but as a nation, we'll never be able to, just like Shalosh Regalim are timeless. We had the second answer of the Meshech Chachma, who told us that the power of Shalosh Regalim is that we see, so to speak, the Shekhinah three times a year, and our job is to see the Shekhinah all the time. We had the answer of the Sfat Emet in answer number three, that our love for Eretz Yisrael gets re-strengthened all the time. We had my answer humbly. I'm only saying it because of something that the Sfat Emet said, but perhaps it's the idea of loving every Jew and reconnecting to every Jew. And Bilam, you can never destroy that. Answer number five was the Shem Yishmuel, but also the Rav Shimon Schwab about the Schar Halicha, that we go and give up everything that's valuable to us three times a year. You can never kill something that doesn't have anything to lose. We had our sixth answer, the answer of the Shem Yishmuel, who tells us that the three avot and the three traits and the three regalim, etc., that you can't chuta mishulash lo bimheira yinatek. Answer number seven is an answer that I read by a contemporary of mine. His name is Rabbi Josh Hoffman. He's a rav in YU, a doctor, a PhD, Jewish history. Outstanding Talmud Chacham. I met him the first time when I was in high school. YU sent a couple of Rabbanim to small different communities. I came from Silver Spring, a small neighborhood called Woodside, and Rabbi Josh Hoffman, I've known since something like 1980, and he really turned me on to certain ideas, and I've talked to him a lot, and he says the following idea, which is gorgeous, and I want to end with this. The last source. Oh, I didn't print it, I'm sorry. I told you already that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav, lists 10 things that were created, Bein HaShemashot, Pi HaBe'er, Pi HaAretz of Korach, Pi HaAton, HaKeshet, HaMan, HaMateh, the Shamir, the special worm that was used to cut certain things, etc., etc. You, Bilam, and the Bilams like you, are trying to destroy a nation that, I'm going to end fast, has that celebrate the Shalosh Regalim. And yes, there are ideas historically, but we also know that every one of the Shalosh Regalim in this week's Parsha also has an agricultural component to it. B'nai Yisrael sees the hand of God and sees a daily miracle in the plain, old, regular. You put a seed in the ground, a seed comes out. Let's celebrate the miracle of wheat growing. That is B'nai Yisrael that sees miracles in every tiny thing. And you, Bilam, we read this parasha so many times, we forget. I didn't realize it until I read what Rav Hoffman said. Bilam saw one of the 10 most powerful, once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-history events. The Bilam's donkey It's a donkey. Turns to him and says, why are you hitting me? And Bilam, instead of fainting, instead of screaming, instead of running away, instead of praising God, he answers him, why, of course I'm hitting you, because you're going out and they have a conversation about the weather. They have a conversation about sports with a talking donkey. You, Bilam, who don't even appreciate a talking donkey, are trying to destroy a nation that appreciates wheat growing out of the ground, that appreciates you put a seed in the ground and an apple comes out of it, that the sun rises, the sun sets, we celebrate water running, we say a bracha when we see a rainbow. You're going to try to destroy a nation that sees God in every single thing that we do? You'll never win. You, Bilam, will never win. I don't have time for this really, but it's particularly interesting to note, very close, behind us, Yom HaTzmaut, we are very close, 2 weeks away, something like that, to Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim, 1967. Egypt tried to destroy Bnei Yisrael. One second. Egypt and Syria tried to destroy Bnei Yisrael. One second. Egypt, Syria, and Jordan tried. Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia tried to. Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Algeria, and Kuwait tried to destroy Bnei Yisrael with 2.5 times the number of troops, not in the armies, just troops amassed. In other words, the troops that they sent to Israel was 2.5 times all of our soldiers combined. Twice as many tanks that they sent combined, compared with all of our tanks. 4 times as many airplanes, jets. Do you know that Israel dug 10,000 graves in Gane Yehoshua? It's now Gane Yehoshua. 10,000 graves. Hopefully it's going to be enough to survive the onslaught of this war. They prepared 14,000 hospital beds. We are a nation that recognizes that everything is a miracle. Genius pilots and genius officers, and when we get to Yerushalayim, I'll tell you how genius they were. But we recognize that it comes straight from God. And you, HaKadosh Baruch, you, Bilam, Chas v'Shalom, you, Bilam, try to destroy a nation that celebrates miracles on a day-to-day basis, and you don't even recognize when a donkey is talking to you, you'll never win. Ladies, Be'ezat Hashem, we will all be zocheh to appreciate the small, everyday miracles in our lives. Have a good night.